Good morning and welcome to St. James Westminster. We're so glad to have you with us here. My name is Hannah Scorer and I am going to be leading the service of the word this morning. With us as ever is our sound engineer, John Gardy, and we have some great music for you this week led by Stephen Hollowitz, our music director. If you are interested, please check out our Sunday school videos. They will come out with the email as well, and you can watch them on YouTube. And I would invite you to now prepare yourselves for worship. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us your gift of faith, that forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to what is before, we may run the way of your commandments and win the crown of everlasting joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of 1 Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grant to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters beloved by God, that he has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you not only to Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Oh,
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. The Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." And when they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. Those are words of Jesus that I think we all remember from Sunday school or from hearing it in church. Even my sister, who thought that Adam and Eve's children were called Abe and Cable, knows those words. They're one of the passages that gets repeated, often out of context, over and over until they become something that even secular people know from the Bible. Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. Seems pretty straightforward, this passage, doesn't it? Seems like I really shouldn't have to explain this one. Like, maybe I should just give you a break. I'm sure we could all use a couple extra minutes today. I wouldn't mind getting out of here early to get a nap, but this passage, you know, we think we know what it means. We hear it used all the time. This is about separation of church and state, right? This is Jesus being good old obedient Jesus, telling people that they need to live their Christian lives quietly under the rule of law. Don't break the rules. Don't rock the boat. Don't upset the apple cart. Just give the emperor his tax money and his loyalty as his citizens, and then practice your faith in your heart. Be Jewish on your own time. You're a citizen first. And that's good advice, isn't it? That's what all healthy democracies do. They have religious freedom. They tell people you're a Canadian or an American or English or whatever first. You're a citizen, and because you are a citizen, you are guaranteed these rights. You can live your individual life free under the rule of law as long as you are obedient to Caesar, and he will leave you to worship unmolested. This, then, is Jesus preaching separation of church and state, right? Keep your taxes paid, be a good community member, a good citizen, and praise God on Sunday in the church. That's what we think. But here's the problem with that. The separation of church and state, this idea of paying taxes and being a secular person on the weekdays, allowing for a multiplicity of religious voices and keeping your faith a private matter between you and God, doesn't exist at this time. This is not Jesus showing his modern proclivities with an argument for a strong democratic parliament and freedom of religion. Here's the context. Jesus is a man of color. He is a colonized man, living within the Empire of Rome. His people had been held as slaves, they got free, and then they had been subsequently run over by stronger ancient kingdoms, and they are in exile from their homeland. This is not the voice of a man free to proclaim his religious beliefs. This is not a man who has the power and privilege to bend the structure of society to his will. This is an oppressed man. And when these Pharisees ask him this question to entrap him, and don't gloss over that, this is supposed to be a gotcha question. He asks to see a coin. Strange, huh? And they give him a denarius, the coin of the empire. But see, this is the temple, and they are supposed to only have shekels. And he says to them, "Give the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." But listen to those words, because they don't say the empire is good. They don't say live underneath the power and structure of the empire passively because it doesn't matter. We hear that. We of privilege hear that. We of privilege interpret that because it makes our lives so much easier. But that is not what Jesus is saying. I have an American in my life who I love dearly, and he calls me every night to talk to me about how the crazy mess there is that's going on in this presidential election right now. And he often says he feels like his country doesn't exist anymore. All the values it had, all the good that it stood for, all the freedoms it fought for, they're gone. They have been destroyed by a corrupt government. And I think that this gives us some insight into what Jesus is actually saying with this passage. Because Jesus isn't talking from the halls of Congress or the House of Commons. He's talking from the synagogue or the mosque that gets violent bomb threats. He's talking from the sacred land that pipelines and tourist attractions are built on. He's talking from the refugee camp and from the food bank line and from the woman's shelter. He is not a wealthy, privileged citizen watching people on the news. He is the beaten Black Lives Matter protester in Portland or the indigenous leaders being dragged from their lands. When he says to give the emperor what is the emperor's, he's not talking about paying your taxes on time. He's talking about giving the empire what it deserves. He's talking about the thousands of Americans who stood in line for 12 hours to vote out a despot. He's talking about the multitude of Chinese and Asian healthcare workers who have shown up to do their job during this pandemic and care for people who scream abuse at them for the coronavirus. He's talking about the people who hid Jews during the Holocaust and the abolitionists creating the Underground Railroad. All the millions of people who walk a picket line or march in pride or rode the Freedom Bus. He's talking about all the ways in which we have stood up to protect our people and given the empire what it deserves. The empire gives us rights. And it's easy for us to think that that's what's important. I have a right to these guns. I have a right to this hate speech. I have a right to live my life as I choose and to protect my own. That is what separation gives us. But God offers us obligation. These neighbors are my family. This community is my responsibility. I am the steward of this earth. And that is so much harder and so much more painful, but it is the only way to make it better. Give to the emperor what is the emperor's. Give him your expectations for justice and your demands for peace. Give him your strong opposition. Give him your defiance when he is wrong. We are small, and we are not very powerful on our own, but God has called us to give whatever we can to make a difference. Because even the smallest act in God's hands is huge, and what we give him is greater than any empire. Amen.
Thank you.
I would invite you now into the confession of faith as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And I would ask you now to join me in our prayers. Let us focus our gaze on the great God of our making as we pour out to him our prayers. Lord of all, give your church such maturity and wisdom that we may not be swayed from our purpose and calling by trivialities or worldly pressures, but know increasingly our dependence on you in all things and proclaim your gospel with steadfastness and joy. You, O Lord, are the ground of our being. Lord of all, give to all monarchs, leaders, and heads of state graciousness and integrity, that all in power and authority may undertake their duties in a spirit of humility, that the oppressed may find a voice, and the nations work together for the good of the world. You, O Lord, are the ground of our being. Lord of all, give to our homes and places of work and leisure your harmony and peace. Give us grace to respect one another and ourselves in the way we talk and think and in the way we behave. You, O Lord, are the ground of our being. Lord of all, speak your peace into the hearts of all who are agitated, anxious, or confused. Lay your hands of healing on all who are ill and let them know your reassurance and love. You, O Lord, are the ground of our being. Lord of all, welcome into your kingdom all who have kept faith and now can lay their burdens down. May they rest in your peace forever. You, O Lord, are the ground of our being. Lord of all, the order and complexity of creation sings your praise, and we give voice to it now as we offer you our song of lives rededicated to the work of your kingdom. Merciful Lord, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.